These days, white people are regularly blamed for every problem in the personal lives, communities, and countries of non-white people. And despite Martin Luther King's wish that we could become a society where people are judged on the content of their character, not the color of their skin, it's common and widely accepted for black people to express racism against white people and to continue to blame white people living today for things that other white people did hundreds of years ago. But it's not just a few disgruntled and envious black people who have embraced such beliefs. With the mainstreaming of Black Lives Matter, anti-whiteism has become disturbingly widespread and normalized. And white people are constantly said to be keeping down minorities because of white privilege and systemic racism, despite white people actually being a minority in the world. And even in numerous states within America. Whites have been a minority in California for well over two decades, since the year 2000. And they're also a minority in Hawaii, New Mexico, and Texas. Other states, including Georgia, Nevada, and Maryland, are trending to be next. And projections are that white people will be a minority in the whole of the United States around the year 2045, according to the U.S. Census Bureau. But you're not supposed to talk about that unless you frame it in glowing terms as an exciting transformation of the country, as CNN's Anderson Cooper calls it.
The idea that, whites will not be the majority, I mean, it's an exciting transformation of the country. It's an exciting evolution and progress of our country in many different ways.
Jimmy Fallon's audience cheered when he said that the 2020 census showed for the first time in our nation's history the number of white people went down. He was setting up a joke, but the audience burst into applause at the setup, confusing Fallon, who looked bewildered.
Some more news. The results of the 2020 census just came out, and for the first time in American history, the number of white people went down. That's an interesting reaction to that. I didn't want cheers or boos. I just wanted to... Interesting. That's all I wanted.
He then continued with the punchline that Fox News declared it a national emergency. But the way the joke was received by the audience, laughing at the setup after hearing that white people were soon to be a minority in the United States, revealed just how widespread anti-whiteism has become in our own country. New York Times columnist Jennifer Rubin celebrated the 2020 census figures, calling it fabulous news, adding, "Now we need to prevent minority white rule," meaning she wants to prevent white people from being in positions of power. Many Latinos, Blacks, Jews, Native Americans, and guilt-ridden white liberals cheer the news of white people being on the verge of becoming a minority in the United States. And anyone who dares to say that they don't want it to happen are branded a white nationalist and a Nazi. But demographic displacement and becoming a racial minority in a country that was founded and built by white Europeans is just one of the complicated racial issues facing white Americans. White people are openly hated by a disturbingly large segment of non-white Americans, and many of the 30 plus million illegals who have invaded over the years. A viral meme illustrates the situation by showing a nice white husband and his wife alongside their two kids with the caption, "White people, the only race you can legally discriminate against." But it's more than that. It's spite, envy, and hatred. White people in America are blamed for everything from the crime problems in black communities to even global warming. There are endless stories in mainstream media outlets today that complain about how there are too many white people playing golf, too many white people going skiing, too many white people hiking in public parks. There are too many white teachers, too many white doctors, too many white airline pilots, and basically just too many white people everywhere in America. So we need more diversity, they say, which is a code word for less white people, or I guess fewer white people for the grammar Nazis out there. The Jewish ADL, the Anti-Defamation League, an organization founded to protect and defend Jews from supposed anti-Semitism, but later morphed into an anti-conservative hate group, is trying to change the very definition of racism. On their website, they literally defined it as the marginalization and or oppression of people of color based on a socially constructed racial hierarchy that privileges white people. This Orwellian word game is just one more reason why the term anti-whiteism needs to be part of the lexicon. When people hear the word racism, they've been conditioned to wrongly think that it's something white people do to black people, and the ADL is perpetuating that disinformation with their false definition of the word. So when talking about anti-white racism, it's best to be specific and use the term anti-whiteism so that people don't get the wrong impression and automatically think that the racism you're talking about is white people discriminating against black people or other non-whites. A similar deceptive term is critical race theory, or CRT, which masks what's going on. It makes people think that anti-white racism is just a theory, and it's just too generic of a term. So call it what it is, anti-whiteism, or at least always make it clear by calling it anti-white racism instead of just racism, to avoid the preconceptions that people have been conditioned to think when they hear the word racism. When speaking of supposed anti-Semitism, the ADL's Jonathan Greenblatt told CNN this.
Look, if you demonize the Jewish people or the Jewish state, if you make these wild accusations, if you traffic in conspiracies, you create the conditions for violence.
So wouldn't that mean endlessly blaming white people for all the problems in America and coining new terms like white privilege and perpetuating hoaxes about systemic white supremacy and other lies like police officers across the country are always beating and shooting black suspects mean that those who traffic in such nonsense are actually creating an environment that puts white people at risk for violence? It certainly does, but the establishment always covers up hate crimes committed by black people and perpetuates the myth that hate crimes are something that only white people commit. But talking about systemic anti-whiteism occurring in America today is a risky thing to do, because daring to stand up for white people is the quickest way to be smeared as a white supremacists. In cultural Marxism, white people are framed as the oppressors instead of just bourgeoisie capitalists like ordinary communism. And non-whites are seen as the oppressed in place of the proletariat. Every time black people complain about white people, no matter how unfounded or ridiculous the criticism is, it's framed as an important issue that white people need to be confronted about and address. But when a white person simply mentions certain pervasive problems in the black community, no matter how tactfully, regarding crime, fatherlessness, poor grades, or high STD rates, those concerns are immediately dismissed and vigorously opposed as more evidence of racism. The proper response at this point to black fragility is probably just mock those who display it until they run off into a corner out of frustration and embarrassment, or choke on their tears so that they can no longer speak, because we're tired of hearing about it. White people are tired of it. Many black people are tired of it and are embarrassed to be associated with such snowflakes. Americans of every race who don't have their identity wrapped up around their race, but instead see themselves as Americans, are tired of it. And we're tired of all the Democrats exploiting ignorant people in hopes of gaining political power by pretending that supposed white privilege is the foundation and center point of our society today. I'm Mark Dice. Thanks for watching. Subscribe to my channel if you're new here. And if you like my more serious monologues like this, then you'll really love reading my books. So order my latest, The War on Conservatives, in paperback and now hardcover from Amazon.com, or download the ebook from Kindle, iBooks, Nook, or Google Play. My books are a lot more in-depth and hardcore than my videos, which I have to tone down a bit for obvious reasons. So if you want my complete uncensored analysis, along with nearly 1,000 footnotes sourcing all the material, which makes not just a very informative read, even for those who keep up with the news, but also a valuable resource to give to others to help wake them up as well. So head on over to Amazon.com or click the link in the description below and check them out.